still be doing sifhei. The Shulchan Aruch tells us yeshomer mshetzarech lasos hatzitzis mitzvah hatalis hamedaktegim nohagim kin. The Shulchan Aruch says that there are those who say that the tzitzis should be made of the same color, the same dyes of which a talis is made, and those who are mak, they try to do that. The Rama says v'ashkenazim inohagim lasos hatzitzis rak levanim af bevegodim tzivuim ve'in l'sharos. The Rama says the min of Ashkenaz is that the tzitzis are only white, even if the beged itself is of a different color, and that's what our minhag should be. So the Mishnah Berurah and Tzivka and Tesvav says mitzvah hatalis mishum zeki levan ve. How come the string should be the same color as the beged? Because that's considered a form of heder mitzvah. The Yesh Mefarshim mishum deba inu bazem yimin hakanaf. Others say that if it's a different color, then it's not the same material that you're using from the beged, and that's not considered min kanaf, and it's not a fulfillment of tzitzis. Af bevegadim tzivuim yikol makom roi lamedach teklas was dafka dalad kanaf oso talis katan lavan kadei she yotze yidei hakol kishiyasa hatzitzis levanim kam yishum dechsev ulevushe kislag chiver. So it's ideal that the beged should be white and the string should be white, first of all, to fulfill everyone's shita in terms of the strings being the same color as the beged, and also because the pasuk says ulevushe kislag chiver, that the beged was white like snow. Umash esfas habeged kein tchilas batalisa shalanu baser ikar habeged azlim. Even though the corner of some of the begadim have the color of tchilas, but that doesn't matter because we follow the primary part of the beged, the upper part of the beged, and as long as that's the same color as the strings, then that will be a fulfillment lechatchila of having the same color. So we'll stop here for now and pick up a sivvav tomorrow.